Let us pray. May the words of my mouth begin in my heart, be a light along life's path for these, your people. Amen. I believe we human beings have a perception problem. We often think we have the proper perspective on an issue, when in fact we are way, way off. There is a charming story that Thomas Wheeler, one-time CEO of Massachusetts Mutual Life Insurance Company, tells on himself. He and his wife were driving along an interstate highway when he noticed that their car was low on gas. Wheeler got off the highway at the next exit and soon found a rundown gas station with just one pump. He asked the loan attendant to fill the tank and check the oil, then went for a little walk around the station to stretch his legs. As he was returning to the car, he noticed that the attendant and his wife were engaged in an animated conversation. The conversation stopped as he paid the attendant. But as he was getting back into the car, he saw the attendant wave and heard him say, "It was great talking to you." As they drove out of the station, Wheeler asked his wife if she knew the man. She readily admitted that she did. They'd gone to high school together and had dated for about a year. "Boy, were you lucky that I came along," bragged Wheeler. "If you'd have married him, you'd be the wife of a gas station attendant instead of the wife of a chief executive officer at a major corporation." "My dear," replied his wife, "if I married him, he'd be the chief executive officer. You'd be the gas station attendant." We often think that we have the proper perspective on an issue when in fact we're way, way off. Jesus understood this propensity for us humans to get it wrong, especially when it comes to things spiritual. So he told a few parables. He said the kingdom of heaven is like a small seed, a mustard seed to be precise. Why did Jesus choose such a small item to represent something so as large as heaven must be? He did this because even though the kingdom of heaven is enormous, we often are blind to its presence. Do you hear the irony in Jesus' words? The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. Well, if you've ever seen a mustard seed, then you know what a ridiculous statement that is. They are as small as a grain of sand. You can literally hold thousands of them comfortably in the palm of your hand. Yet that mustard seed grows to a very large bush. Large enough, Jesus says, that birds can build their nest among its branches. What is Jesus saying? Well, he's saying that God is at work even though our human eyes often fail to perceive what is happening. As Christians, we understand that imperceptible things have real influence. But we live in a society that is enamored with bigness. We've gone beyond big churches to mega churches. Even before COVID, we were overwhelmed and we were bedazzled by huge social problems, such as world hunger and children in crisis. As a result, we sometimes overlook the tiny seed problems that are really at the root of some of these difficult situations. It's the little things, tiny viruses the size of a pinhead, heart valves, low larger than a man's thumbnail, single votes in an election, an ill-chosen word from a loved one. Little things have tremendous power. Jesus told us about the smallest thing his audience could identify with, a mustard seed. We should not ever underestimate the impact of little things and little events. Sometimes it takes just a little bit of patience to work with people. Sometimes it takes just a little bit of love to redeem a situation. Sometimes it takes just a little bit of grace to bring about real healing. Sometimes it takes just a little bit of understanding to resolve an issue that keeps us awake at night. Let me tell you that when God moved in history for the salvation of humankind, he did so not with a legion of angels or some grand computer or some meeting of all the principalities of earth. God did so with a seed planted in the womb of a peasant girl. That microscopic seed would one day grow to a full life and change the world. Yes, we often think that we have the proper perspective on an issue, when in fact, we are way, way off. Imperceptible things have real influence. And that, Jesus said, is what heaven is like. In our scripture this morning, Jesus goes on to say that heaven is like a merchant in search of pearls. On finding one pearl of great price, he sold all that he had to buy it. The merchant finds the precious stone in his daily business rounds. His response is the important part of the parable, because it tells us the meaning of that parable. He sells everything he possesses in order to possess the pearl. I like the ancient legend about a monk who found a precious stone, a precious jewel. A short time later, the monk met a traveler who said he was hungry and asked the monk if he would share some of his provisions. When the monk opened his bag, the traveler saw the precious stone and on an impulse asked the monk if he could have it. Amazingly, the monk gave the traveler the stone. The traveler departed quickly, overjoyed with his new possession. However, just a few days later, the traveler returned, searching for the monk. When he found the monk, he returned the stone to the monk and made a request. Please give me something more valuable, more precious than this stone. Please give me, the traveler said, that which enabled you to give me the precious stone. A commitment of the whole heart is what heaven is, and it's what is required of us as Jesus' followers. I love this parable because Jesus does not say the kingdom of heaven is like a pearl of great price. No, Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant who finds a great deal on a flawless stone and does everything in his power to close the sale. That's commitment, commitment to a greater cause. It takes sacrifice and it takes hard work. That's what it takes to follow Jesus. And that, my friends, is what heaven is like. Amen.